Hey, if you're on YouTube, go to YouTube because I'm also there. And now, hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. And thought I'd give you a little show here. I'll do video. You can see my office. I got a big window here behind me. And as you can see, it's dark. I always record between 5 and 6 in the morning. Usually, not always. So I just wanted to say goodbye to Radio Shack. Goodbye, Radio Shack. And a lot of you young guys probably just don't care, but when you're in the business a while and you do field work like I have, like you relied on Radio Shack and other distributors. You had Gray Bar, which Gray Bar is still around. They carried all the telecom parts, but you had these electronics stores that carried all the parts that you needed. I mean, it's just one of those things that's gone and nobody seems to care except us field guys. We were always buying parts. That was back when you could buy resistors and capacitors and you could buy the parts to actually fix something in the field. We had soldering irons and, you know, we had our little toolkits where we would actually go down to the component level and fix stuff. It was very exciting. So, but goodbye Radio Shack, because that's an end of an era. Radio Shack was around for a long time and we really relied on Radio Shack to get the parts we needed because they were everywhere. But with that said, there were these awesome electronics distributors. Like in Harrisburg, they had Cumberland Electronics. They were everywhere. They just had these things everywhere. And I loved these things. It was just one of those things that you could go to them. And they usually had a guy that worked there. You know, I was probably in my 30s at the time. They usually had a guy in their 50s or 60s that just knew everything about these parts. And he knew about all the parts they had. Just an awesome place. So, but goodbye, Radio Shack. You will be missed. All you electronics distributors, you will be missed because I know you're fading away fast. There just aren't many around anymore. And I get it. You know, who buys electronics parts? Who buys tubes? Who buys transistors anymore? Who buys the capacitors anymore? It just seems like nobody does. Everything's at little tiny micro level. You know, it's sad in a way. It's one of those things that when you go to these places, you could rely on them. But even those places, you know, they replaced the components when sales went down with computer parts. Remember when everyone was building their own computers and they built, you know, they had to get the power supply and the motherboard and the memory and everything like that. Remember those days? I think people still do that, but not like they used to. Now it's just cheaper to buy a computer, buy a laptop. A lot of people just buy laptops. They're small and they're easy to carry around with, and they have a lot of power nowadays. It is, maybe people still buy hard drives, you know. I know I buy external drives all the time, but I don't buy anything I put in my laptop. It's just one of those things. And now with me, I hold onto a laptop for a long time, but I know people think differently about that. But then what'd they do? Radio Shack, I'm going to use them as an example. They got rid of all the computer parts and replaced it with flat screens and cell phones. Because we all know the cell phone replaced everything. Replaced pagers. If you remember what a pager is, they replaced like your PDA. I don't know if anyone remembers when they had PDAs like the Palm Pilot. That was a big deal. And they replaced all this. You know, it's really amazing. The cell phone replaced a lot of things. Even a lot of people just don't work on computers like they used to. You know, they rely on it for the heavy stuff like programs or like word processing because it's easier to work with. But now they have tablets and the cell phone. People spend a lot of money on technology. But back to the distributors, I remember the days when we could just stop in any town and there was usually a big distributor somewhere or you had a Radio Shack. We really relied on Radio Shack for parts. Boy, I don't know what you'd do nowadays if you needed a resistor. Honestly, I don't. You'd probably have to mail order it. Hopefully, you can still mail order stuff like that. Because there were just big distributors all across the country. I don't know if you guys remember your favorite distributor. If you do, go to my blog, wadeforwireless.com, and scroll down and just, you know, give me some feedback. If you remember your favorite distributor where you went, like in each town. And they're all over. It isn't like, they were usually near the larger cities, but sometimes you had to drive way out and you would find a guy that had that capacitor, that resistor, that transistor, that tube you needed. It's always amazing when tubes were phasing out, like in the late 90s, it was always amazing when you could go somewhere and someone had them in stock because they haven't bought them in a while. But the tube transmitter didn't go away. We held on to them as long as we could. I know there were still a lot in place in 2010, you know, especially for public safety. You know, public safety, they aren't exactly grasping the change to LTE, let's say, because you can see FirstNet's taking forever. And L.A. Ricks, you know, that sort of blew up. But it's just that they don't understand. You know, I don't know what they don't understand. You know, all these guys that work for public safety, I would be willing to bet 90% of them have a smartphone. And I bet 90% of them probably have some app on there for work, you know, just to see what's going on, emergencies and so on. But they don't want their own system for some reason. I guess push to talk, which is awesome, but they still hold on to that. Anyway, goodbye, Radio Shack. You helped me throughout the last 25 years. So all you electronics distributors, I know you're fading fast, but you will be missed. I'll miss you, and I just wanted to say goodbye, and I wanted you guys to know how much you meant to me over the years. Because I was in a lot of cities, I needed parts, and it was maybe an extra day, but I could usually find one of you guys and get the parts I needed. Sometimes after I got to know where you were, I would just go troubleshoot and then get the parts right away, and made my life a lot easier. A lot of you young guys, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. You probably go to Lowe's or Home Depot for everything, which I did that too. They're great resources. I go to Lowe's and Home Depot for stuff like that all the time, or I used to. But there was nothing like when you could troubleshoot things and get them right back on the air. Now it's everything's a specialty. You know what I mean? All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention, and just remember, adapt, improvise, overcome, but follow the plan, but don't be afraid to deviate from the plan. All right, guys, be smart, pay attention. Take care.